Today's date is April 29th, 2009. State your name, age, and date of birth.
Sid Patterson. I was born January the 1st, 1921. So that makes me 88.
88. Tell me about your parents and your family. Did they come to Oklahoma? Were they natives?
My dad was born in Maine on a dairy farm. And my mother lived in a little town near Framingham, Massachusetts, called Holliston. In the early years, my dad had a job working in a small textile mill there in Holliston and met Florence Rawson. They got engaged, and in the meantime, Dad's older brother had come to Tulsa to work in the Oklahoma Iron Works. He wrote my dad and said, there's a job out here if you want to try it, to supervise a small steel fabricating operation that the Oklahoma Iron Works was starting. He came out. He was still engaged with my mother, and he said, if things work out, we'll go to Tulsa eventually, or I'll bring you out. The company paid his rail fare out to Tulsa and said, in 6 months, if we don't get along or you don't like the job, we'll pay your rail fare back to St. Louis. And I says, how come just to St. Louis? He says, well, in 1912, they figured that a young man could make it on his own from St. Louis on. That was sort of the end of the developed country in 1912.
Yeah.
He came out and worked for this company. And after a while, the oil boom hit Oklahoma. And this company decided, rather than being just a job shop making things for other people, they were going to get involved in drilling equipment. So they closed the operation that he came out to supervise. He and his brother then became sort of roving contractors and built gasoline plants for people like Sinclair Oil and Standard Oil. Towns like Drumright, Seminole, towns like that. After a while, my brother was on the way. This was about 1918. And these boom towns, he said, wasn't a good place to raise a family. So he came back to Tulsa, and he was hired by John Zink, who then was head of the gas measurements department for Oklahoma Natural Gas. And they had a problem in those early days of how do you measure the gas? And that's what the gas measurements thing was all about. He worked for John Zink, and after a while there was something they needed, and he said, Dad, they call him Nate, Nate, you used to be in this fabricating business. Why don't you take a leave of absence and set up a shop and make this product for us? Dad said they took a year's leave of absence and they get an order for 15 units and pretty soon 30 units and pretty soon 50 units. That's what started Patterson Steel. He said, I never looked back.
So that would have been about
1920. December 1920, they started Patterson Steel. He and his older brother, A.B. Patterson. After a few years, the younger brother, Parker, graduated from college, and they asked him to come out and join them. So there were three Patterson brothers running the Patterson Steel Company. The older brother passed away unexpectedly early on. My dad was the next in line, became the president of Patterson Steel. That company grew. During the war years, there were 400 employees. One of the largest jobs they had at that time was building the bomber plant here in Tulsa, or actually doing the steel framework. The building was a mile long, and it was such a big project, and they were in such a hurry to get it done, they divided it up. Four different companies took sections of it. My brother and I would work summers in the steel plant, out in the plant. One of the things they did was not only fabricate the steel, but they would erect it or put it in place. And they got a job of taking down some buildings that they had built for some of the oil companies and moving them to a new oil field. So Ed and I worked a couple of summers on the erection crews, places like West Texas and Oklahoma City. These were gasoline plants that my dad had been involved in. And they were called sectional buildings. They could take them down in sections, wall sections and panels, load them on a truck, and re-erect them at a new location. Both of us did some work in the shop. I had gone to the University of Oklahoma and graduated as a civil engineer, and my first work was in the drafting, or we call it the drawing room. working on shop drawings. Everything that went into the shop to be fabricated had been pre-engineered, and there were shop drawings to make. It was a great family organization. My dad, who was called Nate, or NR, was a great person to work for. He gave each one of us a responsibility, a separate responsibility in the operation. And he says, now I'm available if you need help. The traditional thing was we had lunch every Friday noon, and that was sort of like a junior board member meeting. We'd go up to Tulsa Club and discuss what each one of us was doing or what things were going on. My brother Ed headed up a section of the company that dealt with selling steel. They called it a service center to other companies. There were probably several hundred small companies in Tulsa at that time that were fabricating pieces and parts. Wheatley Pump and Valve was one of the customers. Gasso Pump and Burner. We were called a steel warehouse. Plain steel, we'd cut the steel, we'd roll it, we'd do the first operation for, I think, at least 300 small companies in Tulsa. Some of them weren't so small. National Tank Company was probably our biggest customer. I remember some of the buildings that we got involved in. The Tulsa Club building was a steel frame building. We were the only steel fabricator in the area at that time. And a lot of the downtown buildings, the schools, the churches, Boston Avenue Church, First Methodist Church, First Presbyterian Church, all the steel framework came out of Patterson Steel. My Uncle Parker was great at, as you drove around town, telling you who the architect was, who the contractor was, what year it was built. It was amazing. One of the really nice things they did when ORU, Oral Roberts University, got underway, Cecil Stanfield was the architect on that early project, and the prayer tower was one of the more difficult things that we ever fabricated and put up. As you recall, the base of that building comes down to a narrow base, and then it's got the areas that extend out. The wells on that building were so critical that we x-rayed every well as the building was put up. Normally in a structural project, they're over-designed anyway, and they never x-ray. Connections and everything are three or four times as strong as they needed to be. But that building was so critical because of that narrow base and the wide overhang. We did a lot of the early buildings for Oral Roberts. It was amazing. He paid cash. It was so amazing. Quite often you're building a project and it's a bank loan, or sometimes on public projects the payments come a little late. But we did the building down on South Main Street. It was one of his early projects. And it was cash on the barrelhead. If he didn't have the cash, he would wait till he got the cash.